Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor. So is this it? Are the new rounds of indictments against Hunter Biden the silver bullet that'll finally take Sleepy Joe out? Well, you may have heard that Special Counsel David Weiss, who, remember, nobody trusts, he's the one that originally tried to orchestrate that ridiculous sweetheart deal for Hunter that collapsed in the Delaware courtroom. Well, nevertheless, he has just unveiled 9 new federal tax-related charges against Hunter, including new felony charges and 6 misdemeanor counts relating to tax evasion and filing false returns. Now, what was suspiciously absent from these indictments were any penalties related to foreign influence peddling that involves his father in the White House. So absent any charges against his foreign influence peddling, his registered foreign agent violations, or anything related to the Biden family's Burisma shakedown when Joe Biden was vice president, we do have the perception of a crackdown on Hunter, all the while the deep state continues to run interference for Sleepy Joe and the Biden crime family operation. However, that may not be true, meaning that this may not play out that way. Now, I have no doubt that there are, of course, many in the Justice Department that want to run cover for Joe. That's obvious. There's no question about that. David Weiss being one of them. But these charges suggest to me that there are those who do want to take Sleepy Joe out. Now, there's certainly no Trump fans, but they're reading the writing on the wall and recognizing that Biden is increasingly becoming the Democrats' worst nightmare for 2024. And these indictments, however limited, may indeed be the key to taking bumbling Biden out. And I'm going to show you exactly how. But first, gang, you've seen how much people love Trump, especially UFC fighters. UFC fighters love Trump and Trump loves them. But have you ever wondered what they do to manage their pain? Well, you don't have to, because a fellow patriot and good friend of this channel is precisely the one who provides relief to that pain, and he's here to do the same for you. We all know that as we age, aches and pains are normal, but you know what? They don't have to be. And that's where the groundbreaking medical scientist Clint Winters comes in. Clint is a world-renowned health expert who's unveiled a natural pain reliever that's taken the world by storm. It's called ConoCB2. It's the 100% drug-free way to get full body pain relief without dangerous meds, and it's the official pain reliever for the fighters in the UFC. So whatever you do, gang, make sure to click on that link below right now and check out Clint's amazingly informative report on how ConoCB2 is changing lives by providing safe and powerful relief at a fraction of the cost of pain pills. Click on that link below right now. One of the key links between Hunter's tax evasions, for which he's being indicted, and Sleepy Joe's corruption is that they both use loan payments to evade paying taxes. The IRS whistleblowers a few months back detailed how Hunter used to get these huge payments from foreign sources like Chinese energy companies, and then he would list these massive payments as loans. And that's, of course, because you don't have to pay taxes on loans. Now, he listed all these foreign payments as loans, despite the fact that there's no evidence of repayment of the loans or any standard loan agreement he signed on to. In other words, Hunter obviously had no marketable skills that companies would pay millions of dollars for. He's basically just a sex and crack addict. He has no skills of any value other than being a liaison to his father and his father's influence. And so in order to justify writing Hunter these big checks to get access to his father, which they can't admit to, these payouts from foreign companies were listed out as loans. But of course, Hunter, allegedly, I must say, neither paid them back nor paid taxes on the money. So when all is said and done, these so-called loans are being used by the Bidens to justify receiving significant sums of money, despite having absolutely no marketable skills of any value to anyone. So why is this important? Well, it's important because the check that was released by the House Oversight Committee a few weeks back detailed how Jim Biden, Joe's brother, wrote Joe a check for $200,000 after having received the same amount from a company called AmeriCorps. Now, AmeriCorps hired James Biden, Joe's brother, to help it obtain a large investment from the Middle East based on Joe Biden's political connections, this according to court documents. And so what happened is that on March 1st of 2018, AmeriCorps wired James Biden $200,000 to his personal rather than his business account. And on that very same day, James wrote a check for the same amount to the personal bank account of Joe. And notice what the memo of the check says. It's a, quote, loan payment. In other words, the very means by which Hunter has been evading taxes can be directly linked to Joe and his brother. So the fact that the Justice Department didn't directly indict Hunter on any of the foreign business related stuff that his father, it doesn't mean that there aren't obvious and explicit connections via their tax evasive practices. And this connection, this connective tissue of loan payments, may indeed be the silver bullet that anti-Biden forces within the Justice Department can use to take bumbling Biden out. Again, these are not Trump fans by any measure, but they're reading the writing on the wall. I mean, they're not idiots. They see that the Biden presidency is in a free fall. They recognize that Biden now has the worst net approval rating of any post-World War II president at the same point in their respective presidencies. They recognize that 75% of voters, 3 in 4, think Biden's too old and senile to be president and that he needs to bow out. They see how in the last 12 national polls that have come out, Trump leads in 10 of the 12. And in the last half dozen battleground polls, Trump is leading in 5 of the 6 swing states, and he's either tied or within the margin of error within the 6. So they're recognizing that Biden is the Democrats' worst nightmare for 2024, and that this loan payment scheme may indeed be the way to finally get someone else on that Democrat ticket. So we'll obviously keep an eye on how things develop here, but 2024 for the Democrats is already turning out to be the most unpredictable election yet.
But first, gang, as many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes. And it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.